Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's a Saints' Day. Of course, on February 14th, you know which saint we celebrate, St. Valentine. And which saint do we celebrate on March 17th? Well, that'd be St. Patrick, of course. So who do we celebrate on June 11th? Well, St. 11th is St. Barnabas Day. Today we remember and celebrate the work of a great missionary and apostle, Barnabas. Let me share with you five fast facts about Barnabas. Number one, Barnabas was born in Cyprus, probably born around 1 AD to Jewish parents in Cyprus. He was therefore probably about the same age as Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and became an early follower of Jesus during his earthly ministry. Number two, Barnabas is called an apostle in the scriptures. He is listed in the Bible as an apostle. And like St. Paul, God called Barnabas to be an apostle to the Gentiles. He's mentioned as an apostle in Acts 14, verse 14. Number three, Barnabas went on Paul's first missionary journey. This took him from Antioch back to Cyprus and into what we know today as the country of Turkey. Number four, Barnabas is the cousin of Mark. Mark, of course, would be the writer of one of the Gospels, the Gospel of Mark. And number five, the name Barnabas means son of encouragement. His real name is Joseph of Cyprus, but Joseph of Cyprus was so generous and kind, he was such a source of encouragement to everyone in the church, that the apostles in Acts 4 renamed him Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. I think today, instead of son of encouragement, we might just say Mr. Encouragement, right? Barnabas was a great encourager, always encouraging others, and that's what I want to focus on today. Barnabas the encourager and the power of encouragement in our own lives. Number one, Barnabas the encourager. First of all, Barnabas encouraged Paul. He used to be Saul, but became whom we know better as the Apostle Paul. Barnabas played an important role in Paul's life, encouraging him in his ministry. When Paul, or as he was known then, Saul, first came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. Everyone avoided Saul, everyone except Mr. Encouragement, good old Barnabas. Acts 9:27 says, Barnabas took Saul and brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul, on his journey, had seen the Lord, and that the Lord had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. From that point on, Saul was accepted by the apostles and by the other disciples in Jerusalem. If he's good enough for Barnabas, he was good enough for them. When the church in Antioch began to grow, as described in our epistle lesson today from Acts 11, they needed someone to lead them, so of course they called on Mr. Encouragement, they called on Barnabas. They sent Barnabas, and when Barnabas began working there, he realized that he would need help. And guess who he sought out? He personally sought out Saul. He went to him and sought him out in order to help him with the work in Antioch. Acts 11 says, so Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. He personally looked for Saul and brought him to Antioch to work with him, to help teach him, to mentor him, to encourage him in his ministry. Barnabas looked out for the people that sometimes might get overlooked or ignored, or people other people might be afraid of. Barnabas took Paul under his wing, helped him by the power of the Holy Spirit to become the missionary and the apostle God called him to be. It was Barnabas and Paul that got sent out by the church in Antioch to go on what we now call Paul's first missionary journey, but it was really Paul and Barnabas's first missionary journey. When they came to the island of Cyprus, Barnabas's home, they were joined in that work by Barnabas's younger cousin, whose name is Mark. Which leads us to our next point. Barnabas encouraged Mark. Mark accompanied Paul and Barnabas for a short time, but during the missionary trip, left them in the middle of their journey. Now, we don't know the reason exactly why Mark left Paul and Barnabas, but we do know that it didn't sit very well with Paul. When it came time for the second missionary journey, Barnabas wanted to take Mark, but Paul did not. Their disagreement ended up with Paul and Barnabas going separate ways, as described in Acts 15:39-40. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and departed, having been commanded by the brothers to the grace of the Lord. Now, in Paul's defense, I don't think he wanted anything that would interfere with their important and dangerous missionary journey. Once again, though, we see Barnabas step up, encouraging a young man through a difficult time. It's important to mention that we do know that despite their difference here, Paul and Barnabas remained good friends throughout Paul's life. Also, Paul later in his life would recognize what a great servant of the Lord Mark had turned into. In his final epistle, 2 Timothy, in 2 Timothy 4:11, Paul tells Timothy, "Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful to me for my ministry." Mark would become a faithful friend of Paul and of the Apostle Peter as well. And the Lord would use Mark to write the gospel of the Lord Jesus that still bears Mark's name to this very day. The encouragement of Barnabas encouraged Paul and Mark to continue their important work of ministry. That's the power of encouragement. And it's a power that the Lord has given to each one of us. The Lord wants us to be like Barnabas, using the power of encouragement to strengthen and inspire others. So let's talk about the power of encouragement. Now, to start with, we have to realize the ultimate source of encouragement in this world, and that is God's Word. Romans 15:4 says, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." Now, the Bible is written for lots of great reasons. The Bible is written to teach us, to correct us, to train us for righteousness. But according to Romans 15:4, one of the main reasons the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible was to encourage us and give us hope. We need that encouragement because the world we live in is a discouraging place. The world is full of difficulties and disappointments and defeats. It's hard to be a Christian in a world that seems to love sin and hate God, which is why now, more than ever, we need to be in God's Word, the Bible. Now, the Bible is written for our encouragement. The word encouragement means to make us more courageous, to make us brave and bold in a world that is in bondage to fear. Joshua 1:9, the Lord commands Joshua, "Haven't I commanded you be strong and courageous?" Now, that's, of course, words we're familiar with, but a lot of people don't know the words that immediately precede Joshua 1:9. It's preceded by a verse called Joshua 1:8. Which talks about how we get our courage from God's word. God commands Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. Then you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Be strong and courageous." The most encouraging message of the Bible is the good news that Jesus Christ has defeated our greatest enemies, sin, death, and the devil, through his death and through his resurrection. This is reason to truly give thanks and rejoice. And this is reason in this discouraging and fearful world to be brave and bold, to be strong and courageous, because we have a hope, the ultimate hope, a hope that cannot be taken away, the hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And it is, as the Bible tells us, a hope that does not disappoint us. It is a hope that inspires us, that strengthens us, that makes us brave and bold and strong and courageous. It is a hope that always encourages us. The Bible is the source of our encouragement, so we can then turn around and encourage one another. Since we have been encouraged by God, we can now turn around and be encouraging to others. That's how it works in the Christian life. We love because God first loved us. We forgive because God first forgave us. And we encourage because God first encouraged us. 1 Thessalonians 5:11, "Therefore encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing." Who needs encouragement? Everyone. The world is a discouraging place full of difficulties and disappointments and defeats. People need encouragement, and it can make all the difference in someone's lives. Encouragement is to a person what gasoline is to a car. It literally keeps people going. The Thessalonians seem to be a very encouraging group of people. Paul didn't say, come on, people, get with the program, start encouraging others. He commends them. It says, encourage one another and build each other up just as you are already doing. Now, I know St. Matthew is a very encouraging place. I really appreciate that about our congregation. I see it all the time with people. I see people encouraging each other over and over again. And I'm not here to tell you that you need to do this. I'm here just to tell you, great job. Keep up the good work. Keep encouraging one another and keep building each other up, just as in fact you are already doing. Who should we encourage? Everyone. When should we encourage them? Every day. That's what the scripture says. Look at Hebrews 13, verse 3. But encourage one another weekly, as long as it... Oh, no, that's not right, is it? But encourage one another on a monthly basis. No, that's not what it says. Encourage one another when you are in a good mood or in the right mood to do so. No, that's not what it says. What does it say? Hebrews 13, verse 3. Encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Sin is working against us every single day. It never stops. It always keeps coming. And the devil is working against us every single day. He does not take days off. He does not go on vacation. Which is why every one of us needs encouragement, not once a month or once a week, but every day. The encouragement that comes from the scriptures, first and foremost, but also God tells us to encourage one another so that none of us might be hardened against sin's deceitfulness. You know, people are constantly being worn down, which is why we constantly need people to lift us up. We need to be lifted up in prayer. We need to be lifted up with God's word and to be lifted up in the encouragement that others can give us. It's our opportunity today to be like Barnabas, to be like Mr. Encouragement, but more importantly, to be like Jesus, who constantly encourages us through the power of his word, through the power of his promises, through the hope that is ours, a hope of eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.